What's up, y'all? I'm Wild Thang, and welcome to another great episode of The Bullshit Report, proudly sponsored by LiquorLollipops.com. Check them out online for great tasting, non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored hard candy. Anybody remember the story of the boy who lived in the bubble? It's an old movie, man. I think it came out like in the 80s or something, like late 80s or early 90s. It was like about this white kid. He was diagnosed with this untreatable disease, I believe it was. So he was unable to interact with his family like you naturally would, or to interact with the outside world, because simple germs could make them real sick, you know. So they had to keep them in this bubble. And the thing of it was that, like, the child grew up in this bubble, so he got acquainted to it relatively kind of easy. If anything, it appeared that the people who were outside of his bubble had they had to make the biggest adjustment, because they wasn't used to it. But he grew up in the bubble, so it really wasn't that big of an adjustment for him. So now I say that to bring us to today. You have the NBA, and they are playing all of their games in one location, in like a quarantine zone type of bubble atmosphere. And it's complete bullshit. And the reason why I say that is because if you think that you are gonna put together over 100 millionaires, athletes, 100 millionaire athletes in one location and not have them go out and get outside the bubble and go have some fun, you're out of your mind. See, the thing is that these guys are grown. They're men. They're young. They want to go party. You know, they're used to their life being central around partying and working out and just enjoying the fruits of their labor. So when you have over 100 different athletes in one place and everyone's a millionaire, what do you think is going to happen? Of course they're going to go outside the bubble. They're in Florida. You know, you think they're not flying groupies in? It's just, you know, for people outside of that world, they might not understand it. But for people inside of that world, they do understand it. It's just a way of life. It's no big deal. You know, you think they're about to cut off all ties to the outside world and just lock in and only just play basketball? Nah. It's no way that's supposed to happen. I mean, in theory, yeah, but how frequently does theory work out? You know, they've been talking about social distancing and wearing a mask for coronavirus, and some people do it and some people don't. Some people fight the power, fight against it, like, hey, it's my right and this isn't real and you can't make me do this. Well, if that's happening in regular life, you know, why don't you think that would happen in this quarantine NBA bubble? With the bubble boys, you know. Now, maybe in the beginning, some of them, you know, most of them are going to be with it. Like, okay, cool, I understand. You know, we're here to do a job and to entertain the public. But then after a while, their wants and their needs and their desires are going to supersede, you know, what's been put in place. You look at Major League Baseball. Just recently, the Marlins, the baseball team in Miami, the Miami Marlins, or the Florida Marlins, I forget their name, but anyway, they just got through playing a game, and while on the way to the next game, four of their players tested positive for COVID-19. Now, what could have possibly happened between that game and one day thereafter? Well, you know what happened.
those people went and interacted. They went and did stuff. They were humans. They do stuff. I'm in a new town. I'm in a new city. Hey, man, let's go to a restaurant. Let's go have some beers. You know, woo-de-woo, let's go see some strippers. You know, whatever. But these are the things that are happening. Also, on the first day of Major League Baseball, a pitcher, I forget, is it Matt Cain? Is that his name? Matt Cain? Okay. He started the game. A pitcher started the game. And then the very next day, he's diagnosed with COVID-19. The very next day, he tested positive. Say on a Tuesday, he tested positive. Excuse me, he tested negative on a Tuesday and he pitched. And on a Wednesday, he tested positive. How's this possible? What's happening? Well, you have to believe that, you know, the NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL, you know, soccer, Major League Soccer, all of these are business, you know, institutions. So on the business side, I believe that they're taking every step and precaution they possibly can to ensure the safety. But again, man, these guys are guys. They, you know, they gonna go do what they gonna go do. So it's gonna be very interesting to sit back and watch this as it unfolds, you know, because everyone's not gonna fall in line. And, you know, I just would hope for their safety, because if they're all in a bubble, you know, then you would hate for like one person, an affected person, to affect other people, because everyone is in one place. So again, I'm sure the NBA is taking all the precautions that they can to make sure that these guys are going to be safe. But man, you can't stop the stupid, for real. You know, everybody knows the coronavirus is out here. Everyone knows that people can get sick, and it can really, really impact and hurt you and hurt others if it don't hurt you. But, man, some of these athletes are not necessarily Einstein. You know what I'm saying? Some of these boys are not the smartest. You know what I'm saying? They're going to go do what they're going to go do. Look at Lou Williams. Lou Williams was found at a strip club in Atlanta, Magic City. And I enjoy Magic City myself. I ain't gonna even much lie, man. They got some good chicken wings in Magic City. By far has some of the best female performers in all of the 50 states. You have to go there if you are in Atlanta. So I ain't mad at Lou Williams for going down there and kicking it with Jack Harlow. Shout out to Jack Harlow. What's popping? You know, and doing it B.I.G. Now, he didn't get sick or anything, but he left the bubble to go to a strip club. You know, Florida and Georgia are right there. So he left Florida to come to Georgia to go to a strip club, and then went back to the bubble in Florida. And now he got a quarantine for 10 days. He gonna miss 4 games. You feel me? So I'm sure he was like, man, I know I'm in a bubble. I know my team need me, you know. But he like, shit, I got needs too. Maybe I can slide out here. In fact, what really happened was, he left the bubble, went to the strip club, right? He in Magic City. He take a picture with Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow posted on Instagram. Everybody in the world see the picture. Then Jack Harlow take it down and say, oh, well, no. This is an old picture. By that time, it was too late. The NBA seen the picture, so they called Lou Williams. You know, Lou Williams, OG. Psh, yeah, bitch, I'm grown, man. I'm out here. I'm in Magic City. I'm fucking with these hoes. I'm eating these chicken wings, nigga. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'll be back when I be back. You know what I'm saying? So he went and he came back. And next thing you know is front page news. Well, I use him as an example to show that, man, was he wrong or was he right? Well, yeah, he's wrong, you know, to a certain degree, because of, you know, look at what he's jeopardizing. You know, his personal health and safety, and going back, other people he could possibly infect. On top of that, he's a key player off the bench for a championship caliber LA Clipper team. Now, the Clippers are deep, like super deep, so they probably not going to miss him, like talking about. They ain't going to miss him a whole lot. But the point is that this is just an example a person, a player being a human being. You know, look at Zion Williamson. He had to leave, you know, the bubble to go attend to some personal matters. Now, was his personal matters involving strippers and throwing money and eating chicken wings and hanging out with popular rappers? I don't think so. And if it was, at least the pictures wouldn't post it. But here's the thing, though. Man, people are human. Every team got a gang of players on there. How many players they got? Like 11, 12 players? So if you got 12 players, you got 30 teams. You know, that's what, 3, 4, 5, almost 5, you know, trainers and coaches. That's 500, 600 people. You know what I'm saying? All in one place. You know, and life does happen. Things do happen. So sometimes people do have to leave. And when they have to leave and go back to their family or whatever they have to attend to, you know, the threat of COVID-19 is there. So the bubble, the idea of the NBA bubble, even before it really just got an opportunity to take off, already burst. Before it even really started, Zion Williamson, the first day before they go back, Zion Williams say, nah, I need to go handle some stuff. They like, wait a minute, but we trying to make the playoffs. And he's like, nah, but I need to go over here right quick. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, in theory, when they sat down, I'm pretty sure, you know, owners are brilliant and they have brilliant minds that work for them. When they sat down and they came up with this idea, you know, in theory, it's a good idea. They like, we can make this work. We can get this back out here because America needs it. You know, Donald Trump, the president, man, people say a lot about him, but he was right about sports. He like, man, we need sports, dog. We got to have some sports or something. You know, if not, we're gonna start having some backyard fighting going on and some man versus animal type thing going on because we're going to get some sports. But back to the bullshit of the matter. The bullshit of the matter is, man, again, these guys are athletes. You know what I'm saying? They are rich athletes. This bubble is not going to work. This is going to be some bullshit. I just hope that don't nobody get sick out there to where, you know, I don't want anybody to get real, real sick, man. You got cats like Greg Popovich. I like Popovich, man. He speak his mind. He a damn good coach, man. And he, you know, his mentality is really like, fuck you. You know, like, I believe what I believe and fuck you if you don't believe that. Nah, I can appreciate that, you know. So I would hate for a rival team, you know what I'm talking about, like Lou Williams, you know, if the picture never came out, Lou Williams went to the strip club the other night, nigga. Now he playing, you know what I'm saying, he full of coronavirus and all kind of chicken wing germs and stripper germs and shit. And now he playing and he passed that shit off to say, like, God forbid, like Derrick White, the point guard for the San Antonio Spurs. And then Derrick White, the point guard, go back to the bench. You know, Popovich over there giving them the play, telling them what it is. You know, Derrick White sneeze or touch coach and shit. You know, now Popovich got the shit because Lou Williams wanted to go hang out with the rappers, eat chicken wings, and fuck with some fine ass strippers. I ain't mad at him for any one of them three things. You know what I'm saying? He is his own person. In America, we have freedoms. But, you know, just his actions alone show how easy it is to bust the bubble. I'm holler back. I'm Wild Thang. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. And make sure you check out our sponsors, LiquorLollipops.com, makers of non-alcoholic liquor-flavored lollipops. And check out my latest release, streaming right now. Holla.